What up, Earwolf Presents listeners? It's your boy, Jacquise Neal, back with a brand new Earwolf Presents series. Cue the music. It's feeling scary. That must mean it's time to get spooky. This month, my homies, your favorite comedians, Betsy Sodaro and Manu Agapian, are back with season two of Too Spooky to Handle. That's right, y'all. This October, they are giving y'all a terrifying treat of improvised scary movies with some of your favorite improvisers. Some of my favorite improvisers, too. We're starting this bone-chilling season with a 90s slasher called what? Taco Hell. When a mysterious businesswoman in heels starts wreaking havoc on the local hang Taco Hell, teenage outcast Zelda must work together with the town milfs, dork Ralphie, and the local priest to save her zombified classmates from the demons haunting their beloved taco spot. In this 90s improvised slasher, Taco Hell. It features John Gabris and Mary Holland. No two scarier improvisers than those two. You're going to enjoy it. I enjoyed it. You're done listening to me. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
Too spooky to handle. Welcome to Too Spooky to Handle 2! Season 2, baby! Can you believe it? We got picked up! I'm Ginger, the haunted bitch doll from hell. Listen to season 1. I was totally a thing. Anyways, welcome to my dollhouse. Do you like it? Do you? So sit back and relax as a bone-chilling and fully improvised spooky movie unfolds before you. This is Taco Hell.
We hear rockin' 90s music, like just fun, like kind of almost like taco-ish commercial music. And then we're zooming inside of a taco place and we see a bunch of workers like on the line kind of like making, you know, the fun fast food.
They're all dancing. They're just a bunch of teens having fun making tacos. And
we see the neon sign. It says Taco Hello, but the O blinks out. Slowly blinks and blinks out. And it just says Taco Hell.
I love it.
And they're having a blast. And there are a bunch of customers. It's like the hot place to be. Oh, no pun intended.
Whoa.
On a Friday night, everybody's hanging out at Taco Hello.
Suddenly, a businesswoman walks in.
Everyone stops partying and turns immediately to the businesswoman.
Like, sour cream has stopped coming from the gun.
Midair.
Dangling mid-air. From the caulking gun.
And she walks. Click, she has a briefcase. Click, click, and she walks. Click, 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 up to the register. And she...
A woman with a job in 1995 is overheard from a few of the kids.
1995? What? It's 1995. I'm drinking Crystal Pepsi.
I love Crystal Pepsi.
What?
Wow.
I'm drinking brown Sprite.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to Taco Hello.
Hello. I'm curious about the real estate that this... restaurant is on?
We are a subsidiary of Tasty Brands International LLC Corporation Subdivision.
Hey, Larry, look at her shoes. They're red.
Whoa. And not on the bottom like Louboutins.
Yeah, like she's...
They're red all over.
Dude.
This businesswoman means business.
Yeah.
Excuse me, we are having a conversation.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. So, as you can see, I'm a very successful businesswoman, and I'm interested in procuring this property.
Yeah, can I interest you in a Diablo Rito?
Sure, I'll take a Diablo Rito. I think my boss... would enjoy that.
She has a boss. That makes sense. He's a guy.
He hasn't broken the ceiling yet. Yeah, okay.
My boss, Mrs.
Whoa!
Lucy Fur.
Lucy Fur?
Fur.
I'm the fur of the fur dynasty.
The furs.
Oh, of the furs.
Wow.
They were the first people to think of fur coats.
Wait, we got Mick the Diablo burrito.
Turn right up, and then I'll get you the number.
One Diablo burrito, no rice, extra guac. Turn right up. I got this one, Ronald. You finished the order.
You got it.
She is such a smoke show.
She's such a babe. No, your sour cream's going everywhere.
Oh, I wish.
Dan.
I'm sorry.
Play it cool.
I'm trying, Bill.
Come on.
Here's the number of our manager, and you can talk to him about buying the place, and your order will be right up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And if I may be so bold.
You may. Sorry, I know you weren't talking to me.
How did you get behind me?
I don't know. I got nervous when I spilled the sour cream, ran to the bathroom, washed my hands, and then got in line behind you just instinctively. Something about the way you walk and the way you talk, you just elicit a sort of power that I must follow.
Well, I'm not mad at that. But as I was saying, if I may be so bold.
You may.
Thank you.
That was the bold thing you were going to say?
Wow, she's so such bold. A babe. I'll be back.
Okay.
And maybe when I come back, I'll have more to say.
We see her walk out, her heels clicking so loud, and she walks past a table full of the girlfriends of all the workers at Taco Hello, watching her leave.
Who the fuck was that bitch?
She was all over our men.
Oh my gosh.
What a fucking slit.
Yeah.
She's such a fucking snatch.
A fucking hatchet wound.
What the fuck? She was all over our guys.
She was just a clit with extra skin. I hate her.
Extra skinned
clit.
Ew.
Nasty.
I did like her shoes, though.
Her shoes were fucking
They were
sick.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay, those
they
were fierce. Awesome.
I don't think any of us could pull those off.
No, we all are wearing dumpy-ass ballerina flats.
Yeah, look at them. Ew.
We're shattering our fucking planter's warts.
I can't believe it. We came here with the fun idea of surprising our boyfriends, and we see them flirting with that whore.
Ew.
All three of them all fucking horned up, squirting sour cream on Diablo Ritos over some lady in a fucking red pumps. Come on.
Well, why don't we do something about it?
Yeah, let's go get her.
Yeah.
Let's go out in the parking lot and beat the shit out of her.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
They run after her.
Ow, 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 ow. There's no support in these stupid
LA
legs.
You're on your toes.
Oh, I can't. I'm heavy heeled, you know. Oh,
I'm sorry. I always bring that up, Barbara.
And we see the businesswoman get in her two-door Lotus.
Yeah. Big eye roll on that description.
Yeah, I think that, I heard the eye roll.
And the women stand in front of her car, tapping their feet.
Excuse me, miss. Do you want to get out of your car and engage in what we call fisticuffs?
What was that?
Shit, she has power windows.
Oh my That's God. Awesome. That's so rare in 95.
I know.
Whoa.
We said, do you want to get out of your vehicle?
Of your Lotus.
engage in what we call fisticuffs?
Yeah.
Why, sure, of course I do.
Would you do me a favor
and line up all in a row right here in front of my front bumper?
Yeah, okay.
Alphabetical order. Yeah. Barbara first.
Yeah, and then Carrie second.
And then Delilah.
What about me?
Zelda, oh God, you know Zelda. Where to go.
Yeah, Zelda, go behind the trash
Back
can.
In front.
You're a friend, but you're not dating any of the Taco Hello boys.
Oh. Damn it.
You're forever alone, Zelda.
Aww.
Face it, Zelda. You'll always be alone.
Yes,
your hair
Zelda.
Is brown.
Hey!
Yeah,
you can't
We're all
help
blonde
it.
Babes, and you're a fucking brunette bitch.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm going to go run behind that trash can. I never want to talk to any of you guys again.
Good.
Oh, Zelda. What a drama.
Mission accomplished, just like George Bush in Iraq.
And the car, the Lotus, backs up, and the woman doesn't get out, but all those girls are too busy being so mean to their friend that they don't notice that she's backing up.
What a stupid bitch
Zelda
is.
I mean, for real.
Good
go
God,
behind the
Zelda.
Honestly.
Reverse!
And no one
Zelda's
is noticing.
Stupid haircut.
Drive!
One of the wheels stops on Barbara's head, and the businesswoman floors it, and it spins on her head, peels her fucking hair back as the camera zooms in, as hair and skin shoots off the side.
And then it's revealed that she has brown roots because she dyed her hair.
No!
I knew it, Barbara, you bitch!
My parents are Greek.
Businesswoman rolls down her window to say, I like my quesadillas well done.
And she laughs hard at it to herself.
She likes it so much. Zelda looks on horrified.
Oh my God. Oh, I knew she had brown roots.
Suddenly, the door swings open from the back of the Taco Hello. Oh, sorry, I just threw trash all over you, Zelda.
Ow, my hand.
I'm sorry. You were standing inside of the trash can.
Yeah, Barbara and Carrie and
Delilah.
Delilah, my
sorry.
Babe.
I was just listening. Ignore me.
You, Ralphie.
It's just me, Ralphie.
We see Ralphie. He's like a little dorky altar boy. And he's just over there with like a swinging one of those frankincense balls.
Cling, cling.
Ralphie, we've told you a million times you could get out of that outfit once mass is over.
I know, but I'm afraid the devil's gonna get me.
Whatever, dude. The devil's not real. And if it is, I would fucking take him on, dude.
Who'd say that?
I would make him suck my dick.
Yeah.
Or I'd suck his dick.
Hell yeah.
And trick him into sucking mine back.
Don't say that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell's a real place, you guys.
And something terrible just happened right in this parking lot. Look over there.
Oh my God. Brown roots.
Ew.
And then they look over there and we see their bodies are gone.
Wait a minute. Do you see that red, that big splooch right on the?
Hell yes.
Sorry, that was me.
Sorry,
oh, no.
You little creep.
God,
no,
you're
no.
such a creep.
This like little pancake spot right here. This like
I
bloody.
I said sorry.
It's not what you did, Ralphie.
You splooched blood.
I splooched and then I made a little fudge cake.
What the
oh
fuck?
My God, Ralphie.
God, Ralphie, go back to the church, okay, dude.
God. Blessed be.
Oh.
Peace
what
be
were
with
you saying, Zelda? Man, I wish you were blonde.
What happened to our fucking girlfriend?
I'm telling you right now, that woman who came into the Taco Bell.
The absolute smoke.
Hell yeah. What's she doing?
She ran over your girlfriends back and forth until they were just like nothing.
What?
Huh?
And I don't know what she did with the bodies, but she's gone and the bodies are gone. I'm sorry, but your girlfriends are dead.
What were our stupid girlfriends doing underneath her car?
Yeah.
That
sounds like
shit,
them.
Shit.
Yeah.
They're always lying around in parking lots and shit.
What?
It was a matter of time.
Yeah, it was bound
to
happen.
What do you mean? Aren't
they
you
were
sad?
Always like, I want to be a speed bump. And we're like, whatever, babe.
But aren't you sad? You're like, your girlfriend's gone.
I guess now that
yeah,
I'm thinking about it more, it's fucking mad depressing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I really liked, you know, fingering and getting fingered and stuff. That was
I
really
love when my girlfriend fingered me.
Dude.
We would all just like get one hotel room and just finger each other. Yeah.
Our parents are mad nosy, so we would split a hotel six ways.
And
we would just go in there and all finger each other.
I don't want to know.
Zelda, that's the kind of cool shit you're missing out on, like being a dorky ass brunette.
Okay.
Who
yeah.
likes science and theology.
Yeah,
I like science and theology. Sure, it's a contradiction, but I'm a human, and that's what humans are.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I never considered that.
Wow.
Fine, if you don't believe me, I'll get to the bottom of this myself. Ralphie!
What?
Oh, you're right here this whole time?
Thought
we
you left,
you
little
back
freak. That's you just standing in the bushes over there?
Come
someone
on.
Someone told me we were going to have a sleepover inside the Taco Hello.
Oh, we were talking about having a sleepover with our girls so we could all finger each other around the beef.
Yeah, our parents are so nosy, so we were going to get up all by the beef.
Around the beef? What does that
mean? Are we hanging outside the taco hello or what?
What's the beef?
The beef that's in the tacos.
Yeah, it's what comes as like powder, then we add water, and then it's the beef that we put in the tacos. And the new Diablo Rito, which is trying to be banned in 48 states, but we still serve it.
Hell yeah.
We just gave it to that freak business lady, that absolute dime piece.
She's such a fucking freak.
She was
hot
a fucking mint ass.
Man,
baby.
Hubba, hubba. Goo goo goo.
Ralphie, don't listen to this. Don't listen to this.
I'll keep praying.
We need to figure out a way to get in touch with that businesswoman. Did she leave a business card?
Of course she did.
Ralphie, how do you know all this?
Have you just been watching us working?
Wait, is your older brother Ronald, the guy who works inside Taco Hello, telling you all this?
Yes.
Ronald!
That's why my brother told me to come hang out at Taco Hello for the sleepover and then gave me the business card, which was the lady's panties. Look.
Whoa! With all her info.
Her info is written on the coochie part.
The coochie part?
Wow. Okay.
She even has email. That's mad new.
That's so new. My parents say it's not real.
It's just businesswoman@AOL.com.
Oh, that's
okay, fine.
Hot.
When our shift is over and we're closing down, come back to the store. We'll have a slumber party in Taco Hello.
Yeah.
Okay?
Nice. Zelda, you can come too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to dye your hair, though.
Yeah. We're sort of fucking tapped at this point. If our girlfriends really are just now parking lot stains, we're going to need to meet some new.
Yeah. So if you want to come back, you know what to do.
Bring my mom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your mom's hot.
Your mom is the shot putter, right?
Yeah.
The giant shot putter.
She's the Nordic sharp shot putter.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. If you want, bring your mom for sure.
We got to Zelda at home with her mom.
What is it?
Hey, Mom. I know you were sleeping. I'm sorry. You have an early...
I'm supposed to be up at 5.
I know, to get down to the field. But, Mom, listen, I have a favor to ask you.
What is it?
Okay, so you know how I've been trying to fit in with the popular kids at school?
Oh, yes. And you can't because your hair is brown.
Yeah. And it sucks because you are like ice blonde.
You
white.
Got the brown hair from me. Yes, you got it from your father. Duncan McDumps.
We see Duncan McDumps we couldn't see him at first because he's all the way at the bottom of the bed.
Ew.
Because he's 5'1" and looks like Danny DeVito with burns.
Dad, and let go of my legs.
No, I just want to give you a hug.
Let go. Get off.
Give me a hug your legs.
Okay,
yeah,
give you a hug.
Nice.
Hi, Dad.
Nice. What is it, honey? You're commenting on my white eyes and white hair?
Yes. They like blonde girls, and they want me to dye my hair, and they also want you to come with me when I go back down to the Taco Hello tonight.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Are you sure?
We get to a montage. Montage music starts playing, and we see them, mother and daughter, in the bathroom having fun.
Mom's
dying.
It burns.
Yeah.
And then we suddenly see mom's MILF friends coming over and joining in on the fun.
They're all like a track and field team of all different sports. Like one chick's holding like a 15-foot-long pole. The other one has a javelin. One of them is in like a 3-point running stance the whole time. One has like a bunch of hurdles on her back. But they're all in like form-fitting sportswear. It's like Jackie Joyner Kirsten style.
Mom.
And they're all getting ready, set to wake me up before you go, though.
Wake me up! What is it?
Mom, I didn't want all your friends to come. That's
going
to make me look like
a loser. Beautiful.
We are international cadre of Olympiads. Of course we come help you get ready.
Yes.
And I'm from an obvious country.
Yes, she's obviously from a country. We don't have to say it.
Yes.
I don't want to wear a onesie. They'll make fun of me.
No. Camel toe is good.
That's right. Listen to my friend Biva. She knows all about
Biva's
camel toe.
Biva's my nickname because I always have my camel toe showing.
Get
my real
my
name
face.
Is Pussy.
You can take advice from my friends. We are sexy MILFs. Yes, that is true. It's me. I'll help you learn how to walk cool.
Yes, listen to my friend Tulips.
Yes, Tulips, because look, I got Tulips down there.
And what's your real name?
Bigger Pussy.
That's my older sister.
Well, what advice do you have for me? I mean, I want to fit in with these kids, even though they're kind of bullies.
Well, I would say stay true to yourself, but also do whatever it is that they are asking so that you impress them.
Yes. Okay,
well, I dyed my hair blonde.
That's good.
That's
you
good.
Have to be honest and authentic. And also, fingers don't count, so you can do anything with them.
You can't get pregnant from fingering. That's something that our Olympic coach told us when we were in Munich.
Yeah.
Because you can't get knocked up, because if you are pregnant, you can no longer do pole vault.
Mm-mm.
But if you are just F-blasted all night long by a... by a male swimmer, it's all right.
Mom, do you want to be giving me this advice?
Is it... Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
It's fine.
Hey, so am I.
The top of the toilet tank opens and Duncan McDumps is sitting in the back of the tank.
Dad!
Have fun, ladies.
Enjoy your nightly swim.
Thank you.
And we cut back to the restaurant and we see like some cool 90s music plays as we see like the MILFs.
Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out,
breathe in.
And like we see like sort of like a lens flare as we see the newly unveiled Zelda, who's a totally blonde babe who looks almost exactly the same but blonde.
I'm gonna turn around the open sign to close now.
Ding, ling, ling, ling.
Whoa.
Are those bells new?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what we're all reacting to. Never mind.
Yo, come on, Stan.
I'm sorry.
Squish. Squish. Squish.
I'm sorry, new girl, we don't know, but the store is closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ronald.
This is my camel toe, and it's here for you all to see. That's right, it's me, Zelda.
Zelda!
Zelda!
Whoa!
Who knew you'd turn out to be such a babe?
Well, I didn't.
But we did.
This is my mom and her friends.
Oh, wow. They're not staying for the sleepover, are they?
No.
Unless. No.
But.
I see your parents are very nosy as well. My parents are always preventing me from getting fingered.
Yeah, mine too. That's why we're here at Taco Hello.
Okay, I'll send them away, okay? I just thought initially you like requested for my mom to come down
right.
here.
Right. Well, I know she's going to bring all her smoke show friends. Feels like a lot of people for one night in Taco Hello.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, fine. I'll send them away. Mom, you and the two pussies got to go.
Okay. We have to wake up in an hour anyways for sports.
There's a big white van with the five Olympic rings on it outside, airbrushed on the side.
And as we follow them as they exit, just moments before, as they're out of the sight line of Taco Hello, we see them open the van door, but to their shock, it's not who they think it is.
Oh! But... I could have sworn it was going to be...
I was pretty sure it was... They all get skewered like women on a shish kebab by this pole vault apparatus. And then their bodies are shut into the van. The van door closes and the van speeds off.
Did you see that?
I was staring at Camel Tony downstairs.
Yeah.
My mom is dead.
Wait, what?
That's what everyone's telling us happened to our girlfriends, too.
Me, I told you that.
I forgot you were brunette back
then. I bet it's just the peroxide. You know, that does crazy stuff to your brain,
No, I'm telling you, something's going on in this town. That businesswoman, she's bad.
No way. There's no way business could be bad for us. It's the mid-90s. We should let business run rampant everywhere and all the time. I think it'll benefit us all in the long run.
Yeah.
I say lift more regulations.
Yeah, I agree. Big companies are good, and 30 years from now, we'll see how good they are.
Yeah. I have to go talk to the priest. He's the only one who will listen to me.
You're going to leave us?
Wait, we were going to like have a fun party. Yeah.
I know. And my mom gave me more than her blessing. She told me I should get finger blasted.
Hey.
Why don't you party with us for like an hour? And then if you're still upset, you can leave.
Here's a Zima with a nuclear warhead inside of it.
Yeah. Makes it taste awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do one with a Red Hot.
Doing with Jolly Rancher.
Oh, that one actually sounds the most flavorful.
I'm doing Airheads.
Okay, let's do it then, I guess. I'll party for like an hour. And sure, let's finger!
Yeah!
We'll see a little montage of
finger
the parting.
Finger in, finger out.
And Ralphie is over there, like, watching all the fingering happen, and he's just like, moving his incense burner.
Yeah, we see like a montage of people enjoying nachos and burritos. The kids are drinking from liquor flasks. They're having a good old dumb
time. They're doing long distance sour cream sprays into each other's mouths. It's the director knows what he's doing with these shots. You know, he would later be a kind of legendary gay auteur, but for now, he's just this is just a little taste for America.
Yes. He's having fun. Everyone's enjoying churro balls suddenly, which everyone's like, churro balls aren't a thing, but this auteur knew what they wanted. So everyone's popping churro balls in their
mouth. Look how many churro balls I can get in my mouth.
Wow, 29.
Cool.
One more. Let's go for it.
Get 30. Suddenly, the door squeaks, the bells ring on the door, and all the music stops, and everybody looks, and it's the businesswoman.
Ah, still open, I see.
Not technically. Yeah. And as he responds, 30 churro balls slowly fall out of his mouth like Mr. Bucket. A commercial that's running currently with
Mr.
this
Bucket.
Film.
Buckets of fun. Buckets of fun. Balls go in and out of my mouth.
ma'am, I told you I'd give you the number of the guy who owns the business.
The manager, that's right.
Yeah, but we're actually closed right now.
Well, that's okay. I spoke to my boss, Mrs.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. And it seems all the arrangements have been made. This Taco Hello has been purchased.
Wait.
What? Suddenly the O in the sign explodes, and it's now Taco Hell.
Oh, shit!
Neon all over your face!
Oh, man, I hope this gas isn't toxic for me.
Let's make sure this oil is nice and hot.
Whoa, she just puts her hand into the oil, one finger, and it slowly starts heating up and boiling around her.
This is awesome!
It's not what I had in mind with fingering, but it still rules!
Doesn't that hurt? What, ma'am, doesn't that hurt?
I think it's ready to fry, and then she sprays all the oil around, and it covers all the teenagers.
It covers all the teenagers except one. During all this commotion, Zelda had slipped out. Her plan to talk to the priest is in full motion. We see her and Ralphie scurry down and get on what's weirdly a bicycle with a sidecar. Ralph jumps in the sidecar of the bicycle and Zelda takes off pedal. And we see from the outside of Taco Hell just guac, sour cream, and hot oil hit the windows and the imprint of the three kids, the three remaining male employees.
It is gruesome. It fries them so much that they begin to, like an overfilled burrito, their organs begin to pop out of the seams.
Oh, yeah. They slowly spill out of themselves. They're holding onto the windshield. It looks like in Terminator 2 when they show when Skynet sets the nuke off.
And then it cuts to the businesswoman, and she says, I like my quesadillas. Flat.
And you see, even though it's just a skull and eyeballs left in Ronald, you can still see them lightly roll as he dies. And we cut to outside, overhead shot, following the bike pedaling, and we come down to follow and get right in their faces as they race towards the church.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is... You're sure this is true?
Yes, we have to get to the priest. He's the only one who'll know what to do.
Blessed be. He goes to sleep so early. We're going to have to wake him up.
Well, Stop. We're here. We're in front of the church. Now, let's go up the steps.
Wait, before you go up the steps.
What?
Take this cross with you.
What? Come with me, Ralphie. What are you
I just
do?
Really want you to have this cross.
Okay.
It's blessed by St. Anthony, the patron saint of lost children.
All right. And she puts the cross on and she's like...
Wait, really quick. I thought you'd like that. I thought you'd like it.
Oh, no, I do.
No, you don't have to lie to me.
No, I do, Ralphie. It's nice.
We cut to the house across the street. Larry, would you look at that? That boy tried to do something nice and the girl hated it.
Would you look at that? The classic broads. They never like anything.
Oh, stop it, Larry.
Oh, you should talk.
Stop it, Larry. The sweater was fine. It was too big, Larry.
Okay, well, I didn't know you liked small sweaters.
I like sweaters that fit me. Oh. I don't like them when they're a dress. I like them as a top.
Okay, well, forgive me.
As we zoom out, we see that they're bickering as they're very slowly and calmly having sex.
And then in that moment, as they're having sex and they're bickering, as the woman's speaking, she opens her mouth to say something snarky to her husband, and a javelin goes through the back of her head, through her mouth.
I just say, you did.
And skewers her husband, pins him to the bed.
He has laughs.
You don't know this, but he has the biggest climax of his life. Both of them do. It's her first.
It's her first. Oh, my God. So it's a little death and a big death.
he comes so hard. Though they're stuck on the javelin, makes them start to click clack together.
Like a CEO's desk decoration?
Yes,
exactly.
And then the javelin gets pulled back by some force. Some person is holding the javelin that we don't see, but then you see the javelin get pointed towards the church across the street. Zelda and Ralphie are being hunted.
And we cut back to them as they slowly open this giant, creepy church door.
He's sleeping.
That's okay. It's a beautiful church, isn't it?
I really didn't. Peace when you said he sleeps at the church, I really didn't think he would.
But yeah. They look and the priest is like on the altar just sleeping there.
We like to be with the God and all his angels as long as he can be.
Okay, well, let's wake him up because this is an emergency. My mom is dead.
Okay, Father.
Huh?
Father.
Oh, you're still here?
Yes, I came back.
Why don't you have another sip of wine?
Father, I'm here too.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry. Okay, it's mass time. My bad.
Sorry, Father.
No, it's not mass time, Father. It's almost
Sunday morning
midnight.
Already? Okay. No, midnight mass. Got it. Okay.
No, Father.
Juice, Daman. Wait, what's happening?
No, Father.
Father.
We have pressing, urgent news.
I told you can call me Mike.
Please, Father, don't.
You can call me Father.
Oh, I don't want this.
Neither. I'm saddled with it, though.
Oh, Jesus. Father,
hey, watch what you say here.
Okay, sorry, forgive me. We need your help immediately. I think there's some evil happening over at the Taco Hello.
What? Evil at the Taco Hello?
Yes, my mom is dead and a bunch of our friends.
Oh, my God.
Something is wrong, Father. It's not normal. There's disappearing bodies, bodies being pierced, and I can't help but notice that there's a demonic force at play.
Is it May 4th? Oh no, it's midnight. It's May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Whoosh, and then a big gust of wind blows the doors open and all the candles go out.
Of course.
Oh, no.
My robe.
Yeah, the priest's robe blows off his body entirely.
None of our clothes got blown
underneath.
Off.
He's naked underneath.
Put your robe back
He's
on.
Holding it down like Marilyn Monroe as it's like blowing all over.
Stop.
That's true. The day that we mock. We've always used this day as a mockery of Latinx heritage.
I know. Do you think it's finally come for us white people who've adopted it as just a way to get blasted on margaritas and culturally appropriate their big hats?
Of course. Patron Saint Anthony. It all makes sense now. Patron Saint Anthony.
Oh, he's always talking about Saint Anthony. He got this fucking cross.
I know.
And he
gave me this cross.
What, he gave it to you?
Yeah,
that's actually kind of a big deal.
Saint Anthony was from Spain. He's come back to right the wrongs of a historical inaccuracy.
No way.
the prophecy is true. Hold on. The father grabs a Bible. He's kind of grabs the Bible and looks through it, and he's realizing he's like way in over his head of what he's looking at. He's like, "Yep, yep, says it right here in Deuteronomy." Yeah.
Just then they hear coming from the doorway, and they turn and look, and it's the two neighbors, naked and dead and zombie-like, coming after them.
And the man is walking, but the woman is spinning like a pinwheel by her mouth on the javelin that's still pierced through her hand. Walking towards you like a
father.
Weed whacker coming right from...
Oh, yeah, yeah, father, yeah, we got it. Yeah, what do we do?
The power of Christ compels you.
We
the power
that,
of Christ
like,
compels
her
you.
Her mouth is just destroying all the Jesus statues and all the pictures and everything. Yeah.
Spraying sawdust everywhere as it chews through wooden crucifixes and pews. Pages from the missals and the Bibles are shooting all over the place and keep blowing as she's become some sort of human fan of sorts.
Yes.
I guess I'll just, I guess I'll hold up my cross. Maybe that'll do something.
Yeah, only the power of Christ compels you. The power of St. Anthony compels you.
The power of St. Anthony compels my hand sensor.
Your hand sensor?
My hand sensor.
Does that mean your blood sugar's dropping? What is this?
No, the little father, the jangly thing with the frankincense and myrrh in it.
That's called a hand sensor. Right, okay, sorry, I was thinking of something else.
Oh, hand sensor, like incense, like hand sensor?
Oh, it's called a hand sensor. Oh, I have no time. They're inches away from us.
A hand sensor.
Oh, my God, Father! Back to hell. Back to Lucifer. Back to the depths of the seventh layer of hell.
Suddenly, they both just drop to the floor.
The priest has been chewed from the legs all the way up to the waist by the fan. He's absolutely shredded, but he's still alive. And now he's on just his two hands, and he's got like he's just a torso. And he's like, the power of it worked. St. Anthony is the answer.
Are you in pain?
I'm in a lot of pain right now, but God is with me. Get that little flask that's labeled. What's your name again, kid? I'm sorry, I'm losing blood.
Ralphie.
Ralphie, grab that little flask that's labeled Ralphie, pour that in a napkin, and let me breathe it in real quick.
Oh, yeah.
This is my dreaming napkin.
Oh, my God.
When Father wants to show me the body of Christ, he lets me breathe into this.
Hand sensor. Who would have thought?
Here you go, Father.
Woo! The pain is going away. We gotta stop. I heard the name Lucifer. Does that ring a bell to anyone else?
Lucifer.
Yes, Father. Lucifer is another name for the devil himself.
Oh.
Lucifer.
What is that, Ralphie?
Oh, wait.
That's the lady, the business lady's boss.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There is no Mrs. Fur. The devil is a woman.
I knew it.
And then we go. Ralphie's driving the bike, and then Zelda's in the sidecar, and then the priest has his arms wrapped around Ralphie's center, and the rest of his torso is just like flapping.
There's
in the
like
wind
one long
behind.
Intestine, like just fucking dragging in the dirt behind him, getting caught up. Getting
a lady's walking her dog, her dog starts going.
No, hey, no, bad Dudley, come on, Dudley.
And as they ride, Ralphie once again misreads the moment, trying to be sweet to Zelda.
You know, I know you recently got a makeover, but I just wanted to say, I like the way you looked before.
Ralphie, you missed the exit!
Sorry. Shit, we're on the highway. I missed the exit. I'll turn around. I just wanted to let you know. I liked you just the way you were before.
Just freaking focus on driving, you freak.
And I told you, if you ever decide to go back to the way you were, I would love
there
to.
There it is.
Oh,
Taco Hell.
And we see, like, the building is not what it once was. It's, like, it's not only covered in blood, it's now covered in organs. And, like, bramble from, like, the gates of hell is, like, curling around the exterior.
And, like, heat is just emanating off of it.
Yeah, it's causing that weird, cool effect, like that desert effect where the world behind it is kind of blurry.
And there's a sign right in front of it that says, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here."
And then right below it says, "Open."
So, like, and the open sign is, like, throbbing.
Yeah. The whole thing is sort of weirdly organic. It's, like, kind of, like, the whole building is kind of breathing. seething now as the priest hops off the bike, kind of runs on his arms like BB-8 or some shit, like some sort of droid.
And the gang just sits there in awe, unsure of what's next.
Now what?
I've never seen something so scary in my whole life. God, help us. Help us in this moment. Should we pray?
You think God's gonna help you at this moment?
And we see is this laughing voice is actually one of the boyfriends who's now become like this demonic ghoul with not only impaled.
It's not one of the boyfriends. It's all the boyfriends.
Yes.
In one.
Yes.
All Chad?
Together.
Chad? Wait. Ronald? Wait. Uh-huh. Wait.
Richie?
Everyone.
Wait. Travis?
There's like an errant tooth sticking out of the forehead and shit. Like, it's all this weird vestigial human body.
What happened to you?
Lucy brought us back.
Yes. We're hungry.
We're hungry. The three of us are here to mock your holy trinity.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I could try to make you a Diablorito.
Whoa.
What's that guy doing? We see in a long shot the priest is over by the puddle that Ralphie made earlier, kind of like investigating. Jesus Christ, Father.
Father.
I'm coming.
Father. Stop poking
I'm
at
Father. I'm cleaning up this Diablo sauce.
Stop it.
Wait, quick, Christian Huddle.
What? Okay.
It's no touching.
That's for later. We have to huddle up. We have to give them something. We have to trick them into eating something.
Why don't I trick them into eating this? The cross you gave me. I know it's supposed to be special, but it's like, I mean, it's fine. I like
it. No, it's the smart idea. I have some holy water. If we could put it inside of the Diablo Rito and trick them into eating it, maybe it could kill them?
Father, what do you think?
Sorry, I was distracted. This puddle is very, it's familiar.
Okay.
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 Yeah, let's do it. Whatever the plan was, you order a couple of Diabloritos, we'll get a case.
Father!
Sorry.
Don't you know, this is...
I think I'm losing blood by a lot, you know, I think I'm getting a little faint.
And then Zelda runs around to the back of the, like, breathing massive building, where there's still a taco station left standing.
Uh-huh. And as, like, angelic Byzantine voices play, she begins to make this holy Diablorito.
Okay. Shredded lettuce.
What if God was one of us?
Guacamole.
Just a slab.
Rice.
Like one of us.
Beans.
Just a stranger.
St. Anthony. A little bit
in
of
this
holy
moment,
water.
In this moment, Zelda has a vision. And a guy comes before. It's me, St. Anthony.
Oh,
Zelda, you're on the right track. Beans are in a Diablorito, along with cheese,
really?
Rice, okay. Ranchero sauce.
Okay, ranchero. Okay, because I
didn't
know that.
And remember, just Frito strips. They do some of the Frito strips, and you're going to need to add the lava sauce at the end.
The lava sauce?
Yes.
Lava sauce?
We're hungry!
Listen, I'm sort of in a battle with a demon, I think. If there's anything else that you can tell me or give me.
All right, I'm gonna go watch Sound of Freedom again and figure out where these lost children are.
Gosh.
It's a movie from the future. It's important. You should watch it.
I feel like Ralphie's a little lost. I mean, he's pretty, he's like under
Ralphie's
the
Ralphie's toast. I'm actually,
really?
No one can help him now.
Oh my God. Well, thank you, St. Anthony.
St. Anthony, out!
Ranchero sauce, lava sauce, got it.
I held them off. I've been reading from Corinthians, and I think I'm holding them off, but I don't know how much longer I can hold them.
Boring.
Okay. Oh, hey.
How many letters did Paul write?
Boring.
Hey, Travis, Ronald, Chad, Richie, you still hungry?
Yeah.
Here's a Diablorito.
They eat it whole, they're chewing on it, and as it goes down into their bodies, their body begins to convulse.
And then, like, little holes appear in their body as light starts beaming out of it. They're melting from the inside.
All of a sudden, just...
Oh. Are you okay, Ralphie?
I think I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay.
Praise God.
Reverend?
Praise God.
Father?
I'm fine. That was fucking crazy what we just saw.
It works. Prayer works.
It sprayed the four boys who worked at Taco Hell are all alive, but they're all like covered in goo and guts, like and nude, all scattered around. And you see the priest is like sweating big time. Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta need to get a Diet Coke or something.
What do you all remember? What? Do you remember the father? You remember father over here?
Father? Oh. My dad got really mad at you the other day for being in my backyard.
Yeah, that was me. I was just testing out my new night vision.
And just as they think the worst is behind them, they notice that the meat and carnage and taco sauce around them is slowly crawling together.
Yeah.
Slowly building.
Rise from this grease pile is like a reborn woman who's a total fucking badass. She's like 6 feet tall. She's in a power suit. And she's like, it's Lucy, Miss Fur, if you're nasty.
And we see it.
And
like
she's like, raises her arms. And that slowly brings all like the crawling meat and like random avocados. And like straws start shooting out of the tree.
And she's like, her form is growing ever so slightly as the meat and goop collects around her. She's now like almost like a Megazord.
Like a Pizza the Hut type character.
Oh my god, Ralphie is the devil.
Oh, it's his truest form or her truest form. Oh god. Father, what I can't find anything in the Bible about this.
Let me see that Bible real quick. Table of contents. Okay, I'm tapped too. I got no ideas.
I guess we just have to face her with love.
We have to face her with pure love.
Before you guys get to that, Miss Ferg starts choking and coughs up a fucking javelin, a shot put ball, the uniforms of the Olympiads, the weird couple that was fucking, that dog that was weirdly on the highway, Dudley. Little Mr. Duncan comes scurrying, shoots across, like skips like a rock.
It's always, I'm the Swedish MILF.
Yes.
Zelda.
What, Ralphie?
We can't beat this pure evil without you and your pure estate. You have to go back to Brunette.
No!
Buns
have more fun.
Taco shells are going everywhere.
And then Zelda spots across the parking lot right by the Walmart. She spots a hose that's connected to like a spigot. And she's like, I'll be right back. And she runs across to the hose.
Zelda, can I come with you and help?
No, freaking get away.
While she's getting her hair washed, Ralphie's absolutely shredded to bits by Miss Lucifer.
Okay, I'm back to Brunette.
Whoa! The purest form, a human brunette woman. It's my weakness.
Miss Fur, I have something to say to you. Stop it. And you have to get out of here right now.
Well, she clearly means business with that brunette hair. All of a sudden, Miss Fur, if you're nasty, she like is droopy and gross and heads toward the toilet in like a T-1000 or Abyss kind of way. Effects are worse, of course, and goes right towards the toilet. And over there is Ralphie, barely alive, shredded little altar boy uniform, and he just reaches for the flusher.
No!
Wow.
And then Ralphie adds, amen, bitch.
And then we cut to a high school somewhere else. And we cut to a high school and we see a janitor and he's like coming in. It's after school. And he's like, goddamn kids cleaning up the bathroom. And he
goes, hey, Mr. Crenshaw.
Hey, what's up? What's up? I gotta go clean the toilets because you kids love messing them up, huh?
Sorry. Yeah, we get pretty messy with our lunches, huh?
Yeah, you do. All right,
click,
let me see.
Clack.
Whoa.
Just as he's about to plunge.
Is that a teacher, Mr. Crenshaw?
Whoa.
Who is that? I haven't seen her here before.
Hello.
She's on. Oh. Hey, excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this is just, it's a pretty clean plunger. That I'm holding. Is that okay?
I'm a student here, and I bought my shoes 2 weeks ago. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm interested in the property that this bathroom is on.
What?
Can I purchase it?
Whoa, are these your undies?
Yes.
Businesswoman@AOL.com.
Whoa, the internet.
And my phone number is 666.
On that, music swells as she turns around. The businesswoman turns around to walk away. The camera pans down to her butt, kind of swinging back and forth as the custodian's POV keeps panning down until she sees two little fur-covered hooves in red pumps just walking away.
The end!
Wow! Taco Hell!
Oh, man.
Wow, really that was good really
stuff,
good.
Everybody.
I'm scared and
story.
Horny. Mission accomplished.
And hungry.
And starving.
I love that Ralphie had no, barely any redemption. Like, was not a hero, did not get the girl.
No, almost nobody really was.
Yeah.
Everyone was despicable.
Weirdly enough, we all sided with the nasty monster made of Taco Bell.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, she's kind of
good. Oh, that was so fun.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You all are magical and wonderful.
Truly.
That was a blast.
If you're listening, you know I'm Mono Gapian.
And I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And we're joined by these geniuses, Mary Holland and John Gabris.
Oh,
hi.
Remind us where we can come find you, support you, and love you.
Oh, I live at 2144 Ventura Boulevard.
John.
Sorry, now I get what you're asking. I am at Gabris on all social media, and I got some podcasts in my own called High and Mighty in Action Boys.
Whoa.
Give him a fucking listen, would you? For crying out loud.
Would you for crying out loud?
Come on.
And
man.
I'm at Mary Hollandaise on Instagram. Check it out.
It's a great fucking follow if you ask
it's
me.
It's a great. I post once follow. Every 9 months.
Same thirst trap every time.
Yeah. It's
Same.
Always a really
lot of crack.
Yeah. It's always like almost my whole tit.
Yeah.
At a cemetery.
Yeah. You're nasty.
I'm nasty. What can I
You're
say?
You're nasty. We love y'all. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
New episode next week. And
oh, hell yeah.
Thanks for being too spooky to handle.
Yeah.
Boo.
Taco Hell was submitted by Matt. Thanks for listening to Too Spooky to Handle. Those were your hosts, Mono Agapian Stinky and Betsy Sodaro. Too Spooky to Handle is an Earwolf production. Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Jessica Cisneros. Our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez, and our intern is Bebe Katsinas. Theme song by Cassie Jerkins. Follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelot, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.